Welcome to Revision Ready, the podcast that gets you exam ready, one topic at a time. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most fascinating and important topics in OCR GCSE psychology, eyewitness testimony. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final run-through before your exam, this episode is packed with everything you need. So grab your notes, settle in, and let's get started. Here's a question to kick things off. Can you trust your own memory? Most of us would say yes. After all, we were there, we saw it happen. But psychology tells a very different story. And that's exactly what makes eyewitness testimony such a compelling topic. The idea that a witness in a courtroom, someone who genuinely believes they are telling the truth, could be completely wrong about what they saw, is both fascinating and deeply important for our justice system. By the end of this episode, you'll understand why memory is not a recording, how schemas shape and distort what we recall, and exactly how to answer OCR exam questions on this topic to earn maximum marks. Let's go. Section 1, the core theory, reconstructive memory. Let's start with the big idea, reconstructive memory. This is the theoretical foundation for everything in this topic, and it was first proposed by Frederick Bartlett in 1932. Bartlett argued that memory is not like a video camera. It doesn't passively record events and play them back accurately. Instead, memory is an active process. When we encode an experience, that is, when we take it in, and when we later retrieve it, when we try to remember it, our brain doesn't simply replay what happened, it reconstructs it. It fills in gaps, makes inferences, and shapes the memory to fit with what we already know about the world. And what shapes this reconstruction? Schemas. A schema is a mental framework, a set of pre-existing knowledge, beliefs, and expectations built up from our past experiences. Think of a schema as a mental shortcut. When you walk into a restaurant, you don't need to figure out from scratch what to do. Your restaurant schema tells you, find a seat, look at the menu, order food, pay at the end. Schemas are incredibly useful in everyday life. But in the context of memory, schemas can cause serious problems. When we witness an event, especially a stressful or unusual one, our brain doesn't store every detail perfectly. Later, when we try to recall it, our schema steps in to fill the gaps, and that's where distortions creep in. Bartlett identified three key types of memory distortion caused by schema processing. You need to know all three of these for your exam. First, omission. This is when details are simply left out of the recalled memory. If a detail doesn't fit neatly into our existing schema, our brain may drop it entirely. It's as if the schema acts as a filter, keeping only what makes sense and discarding the rest. Second, rationalization. This is when unfamiliar or strange details are changed to fit our expectations. If we encounter something that doesn't match our schema, our brain may unconsciously alter it to something more familiar and logical. The original detail is replaced by something that makes more sense to us. Third, transformation. This is a broader alteration of details. Things are changed, reordered, or embellished so that the overall memory becomes more coherent and consistent with our schemas. Now, here's the critical point for your OCR exam. When you're asked to explain why an eyewitness account might be inaccurate, you must use these three terms: omission, rationalization, and transformation, and you must link them explicitly to schemas. Don't just say, memory is unreliable. Examiners want to see that you understand the mechanism. Section 2, the key studies. Now, let's look at the research evidence. OCR requires you to know two specific studies, Bartlett's War of the Ghosts from 1932 and Braun and colleagues' False Memory Study from 2002, starting with Bartlett. In 1932, Bartlett conducted a classic study using a Native American folktale called War of the Ghosts. He used a method called serial reproduction, similar to the game of Chinese whispers. He asked British participants to read the story and then retell it from memory repeatedly over time. The results were striking. Each time participants retold the story, it became shorter, more conventional, and more consistent with British cultural expectations. Unfamiliar Native American concepts, like canoes and references to ghosts, were either omitted entirely or transformed into more familiar British equivalents. Strange, supernatural elements were rationalized away. Bartlett concluded that memory is not a passive recording. It is an active reconstruction shaped by the individual's existing schemas. This was a groundbreaking idea in 1932, and it remains central to OCR's approach to eyewitness testimony today. Now, for evaluation, and this is important for your AO3 marks, you need to consider the ecological validity of Bartlett's study. Ecological validity refers to how well a study reflects real-world conditions. The War of the Ghosts was an artificial task. Participants were asked to remember a folk story in a controlled setting. This is very different from witnessing a real crime under stress. So we might question whether Bartlett's findings genuinely apply to eyewitness testimony in a courtroom context. This is a strong evaluative point that can earn you marks in a 9-mark question. Now let's move to Braun and colleagues in 2002. This study took a very different approach and looked at false memories, memories of events that never actually happened. Braun and colleagues showed participants fake advertisements for Disneyland that featured Bugs Bunny, a Warner Brothers character who would never actually appear at a Disney theme park. After viewing these adverts, a remarkable 16% of participants reported that they had personally met and shaken hands with Bugs Bunny at Disneyland. They had a vivid, confident autobiographical memory of an event that was physically impossible. This study powerfully demonstrates the malleability of autobiographical memory, that is, how easily our personal memories can be implanted or distorted by external information. For eyewitness testimony, this has serious implications. If advertising can create false memories, then leading questions, media coverage, or even conversations with other witnesses after an event could all distort what an eyewitness genuinely believes they saw. Again, for evaluation, Braun's study also has ecological validity issues. Watching an advert in a lab is not the same as witnessing a crime. And the false memory in question, meeting a cartoon character, is quite distinctive and unusual. We might question whether the same process applies to more realistic memories of crimes and faces. Section 3, exam tips and common mistakes. Right, let's talk exam technique. This is where marks are won and lost. First, the most common mistake OCR examiners see. Candidates citing Loftus and Palmer instead of Bartlett or Braun. Loftus and Palmer is an AQA study. It is not on the OCR specification. If you write about the misinformation effect or leading questions from Loftus and Palmer in an OCR exam, you will not receive credit. Stick to Bartlett 1932 and Braun et al. 2002. Second common mistake, confusing reconstructive memory with the multi-store model. These are completely different theories. The multi-store model, Atkinson and Schifrin, describes memory as a linear system with sensory, short-term, and long-term stores. Reconstructive memory is about how memories are actively rebuilt using schemas. Don't mix them up. Third mistake. Describing schemas generically without applying them to the specific scenario in the question. If the exam gives you a scenario, say a witness who misremembers the color of a car or adds details that weren't there, you must link your answer to that specific example. Now, command words. OCR uses specific command words that tell you exactly what to do. Describe. Give 2 developed features with supporting detail. No evaluation needed. Explain. Give reasons and mechanisms. Use the word because and therefore to show causal links. Evaluate. This is where AO3 comes in. You must assess strengths and weaknesses of the theory or study. For a 9-mark question, you need a sustained, balanced argument, not just a list of points. For AO1, AO2, and AO3 weighting, OCR weights AO2 most heavily at 40%. AO2 is application, using your knowledge to explain a specific scenario. So always be ready to apply reconstructive memory and schemas to whatever context the exam gives you. Section 4, quick fire recall quiz. Time for a quick fire quiz. I'll ask the question, give you a few seconds to think, then give the answer. Ready? Question 1. What term describes the mental frameworks that shape memory reconstruction? The answer is schemas. Question 2. Name the 3 types of memory distortion identified by Bartlett. The answers are omission, rationalization, and transformation. Question 3. In Braun et al. 2002, what percentage of participants falsely recalled meeting Bugs Bunny at Disneyland? The answer is 16%. Question 4. What method did Bartlett use in the War of the Ghosts study? The answer is serial reproduction. Question 5. What is the main ecological validity criticism of Bartlett's study? The answer is, the task was artificial. Remembering a folk story is very different from witnessing a real crime under stress. Question 6. Which AO does application to a scenario fall under? The answer is AO2. How did you do? If you got all 6, brilliant, you're in great shape. If you missed a few, go back and review those sections. Section 5, summary and sign-off. Let's bring it all together. Eyewitness testimony is unreliable because memory is not a passive recording, it is an active reconstruction. This is the core argument of Bartlett's theory of reconstructive memory. When we recall an event, our schemas, our pre-existing mental frameworks, shape what we remember, leading to omissions, rationalizations, and transformations of the original experience. Bartlett demonstrated this in 1932 with the War of the Ghosts study, showing that British participants systematically distorted a Native American folktale to fit their own cultural schemas. Braun and colleagues in 2002 extended this by showing that entirely false autobiographical memories can be implanted through external information, with 16% of participants falsely recalling meeting Bugs Bunny at Disneyland. For your OCR exam, use precise terminology, apply your knowledge to the scenario given, cite the correct studies, and for evaluation questions, always assess ecological validity and consider what the research can and cannot tell us about real-world eyewitness testimony. You've got this? Keep revising, keep practicing past papers, and remember, every mark counts. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode of Revision Ready.